collapsed. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this third day of May, 2023. And tonight we have, he does his job with a smile. He's a great big dame. Guy named Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Pastor Ernie.
He's our producer. And, of course, way out yonder, we have, in Missouri, the co-host, a long-time friend, the Parson Joe Larson.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to that highly unpaid professional assistant, but I'm still here, still working.
All right, Grandpa, I hear you.
Well, you know, you and I could have retired over a decade ago.
I just thought I'd mention that. All righty. And like a rose, right in the middle of all those thorns, she's pert, she's pretty, she's smart, and she's witty, and she is, well, some call her the medicine marm, Miss Wendy Wilson.
Oh, good evening, Pastor, and hello, Pastor Joe.
Hello, Wendy. Good to be with you.
All right, very good. We have a lot to talk about tonight. And so, Joe, do you remember the title of the message?
All these things are the beginning of sorrows.
All right, so we're going to pick it up where we left off. We've been covering it. As we've been going through there, we've been showing you how all of these things that are taking place, in fact, the prophecy is being fulfilled. One of them, as we talked about wars and rumors of wars, is a prophecy that's being fulfilled for the last 2,000 years, okay? And so here today, in verse 12, we read of Matthew chapter 24. Go ahead and read verse 12, Joe.
Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
All right, now here, this is happening in our lifetime like it has never happened. There has never been so much division in the United States of America, even under Obama. And those that have waxed cold, right now in front of me here, this is what I have. World Economic Forum wants to accelerate the commercialization of nature, or if you prefer, you can call it the alternative depopulation. In other words, again, here, there's another article right here. The transgender industry preys on the most vulnerable, the autistic, the abused, turning them into cash cows, taking advantage of little children here, and using them for cash cows. And then over here, I've got an article. Four Texas women are trying to sue the state of Texas because they want to be able to kill their babies. They want to be able to kill their babies. These are extremely, extremely wicked women. Another article here. $670 million taxpayers' dollars are going to Planned Parenthood, which is the most evil, the most wicked, the most ungodly, right from the pit of hell organization, killed more human beings than any army in the world. Planned Parenthood, known as Planned Predators, rotten to the entire core. They're the ultimate evil. You can't become more evil than Planned Parenthood. And so now, here, as we look at that, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We're seeing that. Have you ever seen, Wendy, more division amongst families than there is today?
No, I don't think I have. Very different from when I was growing up.
Very, very different. A number of the things that are adding to that, one, obviously, the cultural Marxism or satanic indoctrination in the public schools. Two, you have these so-called smart aleck phones, smartphones which are used to divide families. Feminism is used out there to divide families. Also, in a large way, the whole COVID, the way that COVID was set up, the whole way it was rolled out, and then it just as much the kill shots. Kill shots were designed to also not only kill people but to divide families. And so,
well, they've really been successful. There was a big article in the news tonight that the major health crisis in America is loneliness. There are more lonely people, and those lonely people are turning to drugs, alcohol, suicide, other things because of loneliness. Here we are in this. Everybody has, like you said, a smartphone, and it's the loneliness generation that they know of.
Are you lonely, Joe?
No.
Well, if you are...
One, I've got the Jesus Christ dwelling in me, for one, and I have a loving family and a whole bunch of wonderful children and grandchildren and friends and neighbors, and not hardly lonely, no.
We notice, Otis, you don't have to boast.
No. No, just tell it like it is.
Yeah, I know. All righty. Well, let's ask Wendy if she's lonely. Hey, Wendy, are you lonely?
No. I, like Pastor Joe, you know, I have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit with me. Lord's always with us. And I also have three children and two grandchildren, so and some rewarding work. So, no, I'm not.
Well, either am I. How did we get so lucky, huh?
You are so busy you can't find time to turn around and look backwards. How could you be lonely when you have to have time to stop and think about it first, right?
Absolutely. We don't,
somebody asks me, are you happy? And I go, I don't know. I don't have time to think about things like that. I have too much to do.
Normally I have people coming to me because they're depressed. I feel so depressed. And how do you deal with depression, Pastor? And I tell them, I've never had time.
Never had time, yeah.
To be depressed And I mean, literally, Joe, you remember, we used to be ducking bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But, so not just in the military. I ducked a whole lot more on the...
A few outside, yep.
Yeah, being proactive or active in the pro-life ministry, you end up sometimes ducking more bullets than you do, and I mean physical bullets than you do in military.
Well, billy clubs were swung at you, people spitting on you when you're in the pro-life movement. All kinds of wonderful things happened.
Yeah, we had
They were just showing their brotherly love, right?
Yep, some interesting days for sure. All right, next verse. Read verse 13.
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Okay, so some use that, Joe, as a verse of saying that, you can lose your salvation. If you don't endure until the end, then you can lose your salvation. What do you say?
No, the Lord also makes it clear in other places that once you're saved, always saved. But what he's just saying, those that, you will endure through different things, he's just pointing out that, again, that those are the ones especially that are saved that have the faith.
What do you think, Wendy?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
What if we said that this way? And the saved shall endure until the end.
Yep.
That's actually what he's saying. Okay.
That's a good way to put it, yes.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, okay, first of all, what is the gospel of the kingdom?
The gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's the gospel we preach every day, huh?
Right.
Now,
and one interesting thought, it said to all the world, we did something, I don't know, it was about a year ago. We did a show that they claimed that they'd finally printed a Bible in the last known language in the world, that it did not have a Bible, that they were just about ready to finish printing and hand out the last Bible in the last known language.
All right, very good. Yeah, I think...
It's a little closer, aren't we?
Yeah, I think with all of technology that we have out there. But let me ask this again. The gospel is preached to... is God very merciful? Does he give every single individual, I don't care where they live, I don't care if they're in the backwoods of Burma, deep jungles, or if they're in igloos and the Arctic, it's every single individual, will God give them the opportunity to receive eternal life or not?
Yeah.
Yes. He said so. And if he said it, it's true. And one of the examples was when he died, it said, and he descended. And what did he do? He preached the gospel to all of those from the Old Testament that were asleep in Abraham's bosom, and preached the gospel to them personally. So it gives me an idea that even if you're dead, he came and preached the gospel to the dead. It means he's going to talk to everybody.
Well, actually, he descended and preached to all of those that perished during the flood.
Didn't that include the Old Testament that died, that were asleep waiting for the Messiah? In Abraham's bosom, too?
That was the good news of the gospel. But when he deceived, he preached condemnation to those, judgment to those that died during the flood. But anyhow, so it looks like, you know, do you think we're very, very, very close to here, then show that to the end coming. Now, when he says the end, remember when we go back and read verse 3 again, Joe.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things shall be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming at the end of the world, at the end of the age, age.
We wanted to make that point because a lot of people thought that it's the end of the planet Earth. No.
No.
He's talking about the age. Now, at what time? Now, during this period here that this is being said, it was the very, very end, just days away from the end of the fifth dispensation period, which was the age of the law, huh?
Right.
And so,
the beginning of the sixth dispensation period, the age of the church age, which, you know, ceases at the end of the sixth dispensation because of the rapture.
Right. So here,
the church is taken up to meet the bridegroom.
So you have the 70th week of Daniel between the end of the sixth dispensation period and the start of the seventh, which is, and so here, when he was talking about, something being born, birth pains, he was referring to this, something was about to be being born, in verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows, or he also refers to the times of travail, so when a woman's in travail, Wendy, they're about to give birth to a baby, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's still only women, right? I mean, In our world of sanity, with us Christians, women have babies, and
only women have babies.
Okay,
I don't care what they say. A child can only come from the womb.
And
don't get me started.
Okay, so now, here, let's jump back. When you were talking about that, so he was referring to the church age, and the church age started when the veil of the temple was rent, and Jesus said, it is finished, and gave up the ghost. That's when the church age started. And so now we're seeing that we are at the end of that. We're very, very close to the next thing taking place would be the rapture of the church. So let's go here to verse 15. Let's go to verse 14. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into the world for the witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Now, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, and the prophets stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. So, let's go over now to Revelation chapter 13. And in Revelation chapter 13, let's start.
Or just read all the way through?
I know. Start with verse 11 and read right through to 18, yeah.
Okay. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
All right, verse 14, Joe. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by sword and did live. Now, that's an interesting passage, right? Because
It sure is.
When you see this, here's what it brings to mind to me every time I read this. Here, do you remember when Obama had his coronation there in D.C.? And all up and down Constitutional Avenue, it seems like about every 75 yards, there were vendors, one of those vendors' trailers. And they had these plaques. And I'm going to keep talking about this because nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
But those plaques were about a foot high and about, probably 18 inches long.
Yeah, they're pretty good size.
They had five slight ovals on them. Now, if you're holding it up in front of you and you looked at starting to the left quarter right in front of you, at the very bottom was Abraham Lincoln. And then if you went up to about 10 o'clock, you would have JFK. If you went up about to 12 o'clock, you'd have Martin Luther King. 2 o'clock, you'd have RFK. And then at 4 o'clock again, you'd have Obama. So What did all, did four out of the five of these all have in common? Four out of the five had something in common. What were they?
Assassinated.
And they were all, suffered a head wound.
A head wound, yeah.
A deadly head wound. Now, here, let me ask you this. What do you think was the esoteric purpose of Obama having these made up? Was it, does the opposition often show you or tell you what they're doing?
Very, very frequently.
Okay. So he's looking at all of these people. They all died, and they also died of a head wound. And Obama hasn't died of a head wound yet, has he?
Nope, hasn't been hurt yet.
But we know that the Antichrist, when he's come, that's how he dies, right?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And so he comes back to life after the wound.
And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should live and speak and cause all of them that many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So now this was going to be a forced worship right now. I mean, if they could do this here in America today, would they do it?
Yes, if they're already trying to get us to worship at the altar of wokeism, their, religion.
And so here, Obama's sending a message. Remember, again, let's think about Obama. He said, remember, I am the one. I am the one.
The one.
Right. That you have been waiting
for. You've been waiting for. I am the one that I've been waiting for.
And then if we add with what's in Isaiah chapter 14, where we find his name, Obama, and then in Luke 10, verse 18, again, where we find his both, we find both names, Barack and Obama, and if we take a look at his, the limousine that he had made for himself, he was referred to as the Beast.
Beast. Okay. And then there was the pictures of Obama with the veil, the aura around the head, like the,
Like a halo.
What about the Temple of Zeus that he brought in from Germany?
Germany, yeah.
And he had the Temple of Zeus set up in Colorado where he had his coronation. He was out there. This is the largest sacrificial altar in the world.
He had
brought all the way in. It's, by the way, Wendy, in the Revelation chapter 2, it's called the Seat of Satan. The altar of Zeus is called the Seat of Satan.
It's called Pergamos, too.
Yeah, that was in Pergamos, yeah.
The altar at Pergamos.
Yeah, and so here,
are you saying he had it shipped over?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you remember that? He had the...
No, I don't remember that. But how did they... that's kind of like an artifact. How did he manage that?
Oh, all of Germany worshipped Obama. Obama was so... When he went to Germany, the women were throwing themselves at him. He was being worshipped in there. And the media put on. So here, remember what happened. Remember when he was speaking... Something kept landing on his lip. What was it, Joe?
A fly.
Okay. That name, Beelzebub.
The rat runs across right in front of him.
Right in front of him, that rat runs across, and that was Beelzebub. Remember who is Beelzebub? The Lord of the Flies?
Flies, yep.
Okay. Well, there's a whole lot of... A whole lot that points to Obama. If you were going to say... today to take a shot at who could be the Antichrist. In my opinion, he's the best candidate. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
Potentially lead back to payments that were made to these LLCs that were then laundered down to the Biden family members.
A very serious charge from House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer, speaking with me last Sunday on this program on what his committee has uncovered so far in their investigation into the Biden family's business dealings and influence peddling. On Wednesday, attorneys for Hunter Biden met with officials from the Justice Department amid an ongoing criminal investigation that began in 2018 into the first son's taxes and a purchase of a gun. Meanwhile, Biden has been ordered to appear in an Arkansas courtroom tomorrow for a hearing into his ongoing paternity case involving his four-year-old daughter, who he so far will not acknowledge. Join me right now with more on all of this is Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. He was first in investigating the Biden family business deals in the Senate, along with Senator Chuck Grassley back in 2018. Senator, it's great to see you. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Morning, Maria.
Your investigation into Hunter Biden and his business dealings began when? Because I want to get into the Anthony Blinken situation now that we heard from John Ratcliffe.
Right.
But your investigation began when? 2018 or even earlier than that?
Really focusing on the Bidens, probably the tail end of 2019 and then into 2020, where, of course, we had the pandemic outbreak, so that didn't make things easier. You know, quite honestly, I didn't have the full support of my committee or the conference to subpoena the Bidens. They thought it was too political.
Right.
So, you know, they were professing their innocence. So we invited all of them to come in and testify to proclaim their innocence. What is interesting, Marie, and here's a little news for you. Anthony Blinken finally did come in and sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You cannot trust Hunter Biden. You can't trust the Biden family. You can't trust so many of the people that they have surrounded themselves with.
This
I mean, these made men. I basically agree with that statement.
Yeah, I mean, that was
it is. Here's the problem, Marie. What do you do when you have, in effect, co-conspirators of the Biden family inside the agencies, inside our intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and you have the political party, the Democrats, who couldn't care less, have no interest whatsoever in the corruption that is being uncovered bit by bit as we pull.
All righty, we are back. And we have with us tonight, as you know, Ms. Wendy Wilson. We want to keep getting these news bites out all over. You're right. We're going to be talking a little bit here about the very, 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 very dirty, I mean very dirty, cop Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is as corrupt gets. He's done everything he can to stop the investigations. He's done everything he can to try to go after Christian people, and have the FBI infiltrate Christian churches. And now, Merrick Garland, they're transforming these, and we'll talk about it, these trans things, these so-called trans men, if you will, into these women's prisons, and they're raping these women inmates. These things are raping these women inmates in the prison, and guess what? Thanks to Merrick Garland, they're paying transgender rapists millions in lawsuit settlements. They go in and they're raping these women, and then they're suing the prisons on the state, and they're getting paid millions to go rape these women. Thank you, Merrick Garland. This is total insanity. But after saying all that, Wendy, what do you have for us today, Ms. Wilson?
Well, we have some research that's coming out on some new messenger RNA treatments. Science is kind of on a roll there, Pastor, creating some new treatments with mRNA. And the RNA treatments will make gene edits in the body. You probably heard that. So a lot of this new technology allows your messenger RNA treatments to be delivered by simply inhaling now. So we've talked about aerosol delivery treatments before, and if you'll remember, we explained that the fastest way to infect a person is through the lungs. Also, bioweapon scientists know that viruses are the most lethal and have a higher transmission rate. So science states the treatments will cure some of the more difficult diseases, so I thought we'd delve into this a little bit and check it out. You've heard me say in the past, science works with protein switches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the protein switches, you know, activate cells, which are a mechanism for a metabolic function. So your messenger RNA treatments provoke the cells to produce selected proteins, and science reports this is going to help deter a variety of diseases. The problem we often find with scientific treatments is they come with a lot of side effects, which are often worse than the condition the treatment was for. So the challenge science is facing with this mRNA hypothesis they're working with is the end result is not as safe and effective as they would like at targeting the correct cell molecules. So take a deep breath, Pastor, because we're going to go down the rabbit hole. Science is already mapping out the marketing strategies for the new messenger RNA treatments, and in particular, it's for pulmonary diseases like cystic fibrosis and asthma and so forth. Yes, inhalable messenger RNA treatments in aerosol. So I can imagine vaccine delivery will eventually be by aerosol in the future. It's much easier to vaccinate by aerosol, and it avoids those pesky needle problems. People don't like needles. So this research did get published in the January 2019 Journal of Advanced Materials, and it appears that many of the scientists working in the study were all international from six different countries. Let me read you a quote from the study. This is from Daniel Anderson at MIT, Department of Chemical Engineering, who said, "We think the ability to deliver mRNA through inhalation could allow us to treat a range of different diseases of the lung. Messenger RNA encodes genetic instructions to stimulate cells to produce specific proteins. And this process turns the patient's own cells into drug factories, and we hope to use this new technology to treat genetic disorders, cancer, and other conditions," end of quote. So what they also want to do with this, to deliver the messenger RNA to target specific areas, it has to be encapsulated, Pastor, in a delivery vehicle. So the body, it will attempt to remove this delivery vehicle because it doesn't like it. So Daniel Anderson at MIT has developed what is called an RNA interface, which delivers your mRNA to the liver or another organ that they choose. Therefore, delivery to your lungs is really a piece of cake for these MIT scientists. So infusing messenger RNA in asthma inhalers is part of their experiment, and another form of delivery could be maybe vaping products for non-asthma patients. Think about that. According to Daniel, he said powdered particles of medication within a nebulizer, an inhaler, or other device will spray and release the aerosol that contains the medication. So let's look at these delivery vehicles for a second that's going to encapsulate all this stuff. The scientists looked at using a material to deliver and stabilize the RNA while in an aerosol. So currently the scientists are using polyethylene, or PEI, which unfortunately is highly toxic to your cells. The product can cause skin irritation, eye irritation, toxic to your digestive tract, cell poison. You have to call poison control if you swallowed this stuff. Just think about that. Also, it's a carcinogen risk of 0.1%, and the polyethylene does not break down easily and can accumulate, causing side effects with repeated therapy treatments. So due to that toxicity and the accumulation effects, the scientists are also considering using a hyper-branched poly or beta amino ester, but it's biodegradable. It does break down.
Hold it, Wendy. I gotta jump in here for a minute. Uh-huh. Pastor Hal Larson had a bad car accident, and he's standing out in the cold there in Youngstown, Ohio. He's okay, but he's did get cut, and he is. Did bleed is bleeding. Let's pray for him right now.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we don't know all of the situation, but we do know that Pastor Hal has an accident. We know that he was he at least got cut. So, Lord, we just want to hold this whole thing up to you, Lord. You're there. And just hold it and ask, Lord, that your perfect will would be done, that you would hedge around about, Lord God, and keep him and protect him. And, Father God, and in this whole situation, we know was in a car accident. And, Lord God, it doesn't matter who's at fault. It matters who, Lord God, that everybody's okay. These things we ask. Keep them, bless them and keep them. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yeah, I don't like
Amen.
Car accidents are very upsetting, I tell you.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I hope I can relate to that.
Yeah,
Pastor Al will be okay. So they're looking at this other ester because it's biodegradable. The body can break it down, and they say it doesn't have side effects, but it does. It can create digestive upset, dizziness, lightheadedness, headaches, vision problems, eye pain, dehydration and electrolyte imbalance, dry mouth, muscle weakness and cramping, allergic reactions, trouble breathing, swelling of the throat, tongue, and face. So when they say there's no side effects, don't ever believe that. Always look it up for yourself. So the scientists, Pastor, have been testing their theory on mice with an inhalable mist using a nebulizer, and apparently science sees the breath of life as being a delivery vehicle. Here's a quote with Asha Patel, a former MIT postdoctorate, now assistant professor at Imperial College of London, who says breathing is used as a simple but effective delivery route to the lungs. Once the aerosol droplets are inhaled, the nanoparticles with the droplets enter the cells to instruct it to make a particular protein from mRNA. Now, here's the creepy part, okay? The research is reporting that the mice, after inhaling the mRNA-laced droplets, that the mRNA was evenly distributed throughout the five lobes of the lungs, and the mRNA lung tissue cells were then producing the protein bioluminescent. So does this protein glow like a jellyfish? What do you think, Pastor?
I would imagine anything, you know, could happen, yeah.
Well, it's a bioluminescent. So jellyfish glow, if you've ever seen them. So
fireflies have that bioluminescence. They
right.
can glow.
So if the tissue is now producing proteins called bioluminescence, does this protein glow like a jellyfish? Well, it can when there is a chemical reaction with oxygen, which produces light. So in order for that to happen, it must contain a molecule science is calling luciferin.
Oh, brother.
Oh, boy, because, well, you breathe in air to what? Take in oxygen to the body.
Yep.
It's brought into the lungs and expels carbon dioxide. So there's going to be a lot of oxygen with this inhaler in the
yep.
lungs.
Yep. So,
no problems there, right?
Hey, Wendy.
It's a chemical reaction, and then they call this molecule luciferin. That's from the Smithsonian Institute research. So according to the National Library of Medicine, science wants to improve on the range and versatility of the bioluminescent proteins and apply them to protein monitoring and future disease detection methods. Now, the flip side of that would be what, Pastor?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I would think that with all an aerosol vaccine application and the bioluminescence protein would be a noticeable feature to confirm compliance.
Yep.
Yep. You'd be glowing, see.
Well, my wife, when she was pregnant, she glowed. Did you glow when you were pregnant?
Well, not
they
that
say,
kind
yes,
of glow.
Pregnant women have a glow, but I don't think it's quite like bioluminescence.
No, it's not that kind of glow. You know, we're
not
talking
that kind
neon.
Of glow.
We're talking neon sign, you know. The science is freeze-drying the nanoparticles into a powder for inhaler use. The research was funded by Translate Bio, which developed mRNA therapeutics, also with the help of United Kingdom Engineering and Physical Science Council, Cox Institute Support Grant, and the National Center the National Cancer Institute. So this new technology.
Did you say bananas?
Therapeutics.
Therapeutic bananas.
No. Translate Bio was funded. They funded the development of this for the mRNA. Also, United Kingdom Engineering and Physical Science Council, and then Koch Institute Support Grant, and also the National Cancer Institute, all were involved in funding this type of research.
Oh, okay. I thought that it was powdered banana. I thought I heard something that
no.
didn't make any sense. Oh,
no,
sorry.
She hasn't gone bananas, Joe.
it almost sounds like it.
As you can see, this technology is growing, and it seems to be taking over your medical science. So you really should investigate carefully any treatments recommended to you. I can't imagine glowing lungs, but apparently science can. And really nothing's beyond their imagination to do. So I personally rely on God's medicines as instructed in Scripture. So if anybody wants to learn more about using medicinal herbs for health and benefits, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. We just started the Mother's Day sale, so there's a 20% savings. There's details online, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and the website is thepowerherbs.com, and you can request a free catalog also online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, very, very good. I've been taking your
circulation formula.
That's what I just ordered. Yeah, circulation formula, along with your immune booster, the circulation formula,
mm-hmm.
and it works. It's been working because.
Well, if you've got one of those pandemic kits, I think you do. There's a pneumonia pack in there.
I think used most of that up at my last pneumonia.
Well, we need to get you a refill. But you definitely, if you're using antibiotics, though, you can't use your immune support herbs. It's not recommended. They work against one another.
Well, I'm not using it. I'm using natural antibiotics. I use things like garlic, and
right.
I've got all kinds of natural antibiotics out here. Echinacea, I had... When I shifted over from the hay fever and ended up pneumonia, my throat's when they swollen was shut, it was shut, and I used that liquid silver,
mm-hmm.
and just small little doses of it, and within an hour. It was gone. Even the soreness was gone.
Yeah. So colloidal silver, that you're saying that's what you used, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very much an antibacterial application.
And it worked very well because the throat was very sore and it's.
Yes, it actually has a soothing action. I like to use colloidal silver on. Cuts and abrasions and things like that. It just definitely soothes everything. I use it sparingly internally, but it's very soothing. So maybe gargling with it would be something.
Absolutely. It works.
Yeah.
All right. So that phone number is 888. No, it's 866. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you go up to the Power Herbs, she's got a dynamite new catalog out here. And so, a lot of people...
Yeah, the sale runs through Mother's Day, so...
Yeah, a lot of people think that's a picture of me there, in there.
Yeah.
But that guy's a little bit younger than me, but... Other than that, and so that would be on what page? The number page 9. That's not me, folks. So it's just a little so let you know. All right, very good. 866-229-3663. You need to get Wendy, the catalog.
I've got something for you. I want to hear your comment on it.
I know what it is. I know what it is. Let me see. Is it about North Carolina? Is it about sick? Okay.
Leading medical institutions, right?
Yep, that's it.
Duke, UNC, and ECU there, and they are offering transgender treatments to 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds in North Carolina between Duke of the... Duke Medicine, the gender clinic, started in 2015, and they are treating children as young as 2, and the clinic is run by, of course, a transgender activist, Dr. Deanna Atkins. Would you believe it was a transgender person running the clinic for little 2-year-olds to transgender?
Wow. Yeah, it just gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
I just want to scream. As a father, I would just want to take some of these people and just shake them till they come to their senses.
That's silly. Poor kids. Yeah, the poor kids don't, you know, it's terrible. But what does the Bible say about a nation that goes astray? Doesn't God say that if they don't repent, I'll forget the children?
Well,
he does. I will also forget thy children.
That's Hosea chapter. You're talking about Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Yeah.
Where he talks, because you have forgotten my laws, I also will forget your children. But he goes on further than that, and he's talking about those that were supposed to be priests to him were no longer. In other words, see, we, the church in America, the body of Christ is to be a nation, a holy nation of priests, okay, the holy priesthood. And he's making a point that would apply today, that no, you're no part of his, no part of his at all. And I think really tomorrow, within 1 hour from now, we start the National Day of Prayer. But I think it'd be a good time tonight, because these people are absolutely horrible. This Duke Health, this UNC Health, and ECU Health. And I would, you know, there's power in prayer. If we can only convince the people out there, and we're seeing things have happened. Remember how, Joe, remember how we prayed against these corporations that did this thing? Like when Bed Bath & Beyond, when they took all of Mr. Pillows. Remember My Pillow Man?
Right. They kicked him off and said they weren't going to work with him because he was too out there. Yeah.
Right. When Anheuser-Busch, when they said in your face and they brought out queer beer, when Coke said that people need to try to be less white, we prayed. Remember, we prayed. We prayed against this and Target stores. All of them suffered. Walmart, when they came out and they gave $300 million to burn, loot, and murder. We prayed against them, and all of them now, Walmart is closing stores all over the place.
Especially in the Democrat-run cities where Antifa and BLM riot, and of course have driven the stores out of business with the crime and robberies.
Bed Bath & Beyond, Joe, has gone bankrupt. They're out of business.
They're in bankruptcy.
The sales of Coke for a while dropped way, way off. I mean, a lot of people never went back, okay? Anheuser-Busch lost $7 billion with what they did. And so God answers prayer. So I want people out there, if the people would join me out there, because what these people, this Duke Health, this UNC, and this ECU Health, let's pray. Let's join with me and pray against these to save the children. Lord God, I just want, Father God, would ask, Lord, that you would come against. These are wicked. These are evil. These are molesting your children. You've told us very clearly in the Word, Father God, woe unto them that harm the little children. And that's what they're doing. They're child molesters. These are extremely wicked, evil child molesters. There's wicked enough to run for Congress in the Democratic Party. It's how wicked they are. And Father God, we just would ask, Lord, that and add planned predators into that. Lord God, that you would come against these places, Father God, Lord. You pick the judgment. And Lord God, also, any of these parents that would bring their children in, any, Lord, let, Lord God, take the children away from those parents, take them away and put them in good homes where they'll be safe, Father God, away from the wickedness, the evilness, the ungodliness of these people. Again, Lord, we would ask, Lord, they will not repent, since they will not repent. But Lord, we know that you're the one that can bring them to repentance if you so change. So if Lord, that be your will. But if they refuse, Lord, we're begging you to remove them, just to remove them. Remove this cancer, this uncleanness, this wickedness, Lord God. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read from that Dr. Deanna Atkins, that transgender activist. She was an expert witness in a court there in North Carolina. From a medical perspective, the appropriate determination of sex is gender identity. She said, gender identity is the only medically supported, get this, only medically supported determinant of sex, and hence should be used as the primary foundation for identifying someone's sex. I think God would have something to say about that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? The primary foundation, it's the only medically supported determinant of sex. I mean, I had biology in high school, junior high school, college. You know, you're either male or female, and every cell in your body is either XX chromosome or XY chromosome. And that's every single cell of the billions of cells. There is no other option. I mean, come on, people.
Okay, Joey, guess what? We have after the break, the break's coming up, and then after the break, we're going to have a clip, and you guys need to pay close attention to the clip because it's what's coming this way. It's what's heading our way as the days become more and more exciting, so we need to prepare.
Now, something wicked this way comes.
It's a lot of what we, it verifies a lot what we've been telling people. Remember how we told you right from the beginning that Joe Biden's job was to keep the border open. Joe Biden's job was to make sure that there was a good supply of fentanyl coming in, working hand in hand, not only with the Communist Party, not only selling America to the Communist Chinese, but working the Biden crime cartel, working hand-in-hand with the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican human smugglers, okay, and where they're bringing them in. And Biden's job was to make sure, too, there was a good supply of children, young children, innocent children, to feed the pedophile Democratic Party, those within the Democratic Party. It's just flush with pedophilia, to keep that supply of children coming to them. That's what's happening. And, of course, he could do it with full cooperation, full assistance, and the backing of NBC, ABC, all of the what they call the mainline media would back him. No matter how wicked, how evil, how ungodly, they will do it because, well, we just call it the narrative. So pay attention. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come. One.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.